The following podcast contains adult themes, sexual content, and strong language. Basically, all the good stuff.
Jamie, why are we here?
We're here because my dad's written a porno.
Your dad's written a porno?
Erotic literature.
Why?
Previously on My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Even if it were being served by the very sexually fulfilled night receptionist called Sam.
Who? Is that the youngish man?
Oh my God, Sam.
He just slips in the name of the youngish man.
The Duchess started to sob.
Oh God.
Softly and replied,
I do not blame her.
And they were now as large as the 3-inch rivets which had held the hull of the fateful Titanic together.
Yay!
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the final ever chapter of Belinda Blinked. It's My Dad Wrote a Porno.
Let me wipe those tears out.
Guys, we've made it.
We
congratulations.
Well done, all.
We can just enjoy Christmas now, knowing we'll never have to listen to bad porn again.
It's great, isn't it? It's just out the way. You know, that burden, that weight's lifted.
Yeah.
It's like when you've done a weekly food shop. You're like, I've done that now. I don't have to worry about it for a while.
Like Belinda wished she had on that Saturday, but she didn't, did she?
That's true. There's something I want to bring up. I want to get resolved.
Oh.
We had an email.
Oh God, I dread these.
Do you know what? I love that James is the only person that knows the login to our email.
I didn't even know we had an email.
It's just something I want to resolve. It's from Eric.
Hi, Eric.
The title of the email is, As a Virgin.
Okay.
So the title of the email leads into the email.
You've
so
caught my attention, Eric. Go on.
As a virgin, it is nice to have apparent virgin James Cooper in the studio. To represent us and and say stupid stuff while pretending he knows things. Eric.
James, you are rumbled. And also, studio. He wishes. We're in a kitchen.
Eric is an anagram of Alice and Jamie.
Does everyone think I'm a virgin?
Well, Eric does.
I mean, I wouldn't say everyone.
But you're part of his team.
Right, I'm not team a virgin. V. Just to clarify.
Don't feel like you have to say whether you are or aren't. Don't feel pressured.
He has a right to response. Go on.
Eric, I'm not a virgin, all right?
So we don't know whether James is a virgin or not. Let's just say that. We don't know.
It's ambiguous.
Nothing wrong with you being a virgin, Eric, obviously. But I'm not. So I just wanted to clear that
up. Have you ever heard someone protest too much more than this?
The fact that he felt the need to bring it up in the first place speaks volumes, James.
This is obviously because of your perceived lack of knowledge about, I presume, the female form. Although yeah. Not your area of expertise and you never said it was.
No.
But your naive charm is what draws people to you. Other virgins.
But maybe people don't understand that you're actually gay. Maybe that's the thing.
That is true. Thank you for...
Oh, wow. So you outed him as a virgin and now as gay.
I'm a gay virgin and that's why I don't have that much knowledge about the female anatomy because it's not what...
He enjoys.
I enjoy.
Well, I'm glad that we've cleared that up.
It's not to my taste, so to speak.
And also, James's mum listens, so that's the first time she'll know as well.
Okay,
so.
Hi, mum. I'll talk to you when I get home.
So, thanks for getting in touch, everyone. We have really appreciated throughout the series that you guys have been asking us questions and chatting to us.
It's gone crazy, hasn't it?
Mm.
Rarely do we have the answers because we are asking as many questions as you, but it definitely is good to know that other people are struggling.
Yeah. And definitely, and also just a quick reminder, this is the last chapter of the book, but on Christmas Day we will be having a special episode all about Rocky and his answers to your questions, so hopefully people will understand a little bit more about why this book came into
a literary Q&A.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine people sat around the table on Christmas Day. They've just had your dinner. You put on Belinda Blinked.
I wouldn't recommend it post-dinner. or pre, actually.
I was gonna say.
Maybe just get up really early and listen to it in the morning and then go back to bed.
Yeah, with headphones on, with no one else is around.
Precisely.
So what is the final chapter called, Jamie?
The final chapter is called Monday Morning, 7:45 a.m.
Anything to add, James?
He does love a timed chapter, doesn't he?
Any questions about whether that's the correct day?
Definitely the correct day. 7:45. She's got to get to work by 9, and I feel like she's about to have a session with the Duchess.
Oh, God. Do you think?
Quickie.
In and out, like a dormouse, on your way.
Okay, well, are we ready?
Do you want to hold my hand?
Yeah.
This is it. It's the last time we're ever going to do this.
Go team!
Woo!
Belinda blinked. Chapter 14. Monday morning, 7:45 a.m.
I can't bear it. I don't want to say goodbye.
I know.
My lady, I feel I need to fulfil your strongest desires.
Oh, we're straight in.
Straight in.
Dialogue.
That'd be Belinda. They're talking to the Duchess.
Very rarely with the dialogue. Okay, good.
Yes, Miss Belinda. Please do what you need to me. And then if you so desire, please fuck me with the black leather dildo.
She keeps saying she's it. She's not leaving anything to chance. She's like, do whatever you want, but I will mention again, do quite enjoy that black leather dildo.
I mean, it's going to happen, surely.
It's like when someone goes, get me whatever you want for Christmas, but here is a list of links to specific things that I'd really like.
What's on your Christmas list?
Please fuck me with a black leather dildo, hard, up my vagina, and don't stop. If it pleases you, Miss Belinda.
Up my vagina.
Up the vagina.
Right up my vagina. Go on, love.
Well, up as opposed to what?
Yes, now, like, sideways?
I don't know. Oh,
Jesus. My lady, it does please me, and I shall fulfil your needs.
Oh, get on with it then. Stop saying, oh, fulfil it. Will you fulfil it? Yeah, fulfil it.
Literally, every time fill it up with a black dildo.
Every time they speak, I feel like they're curtsying to each other, like, my lady, Miss Belinda.
If it pleases you, my lady, it's like, oh, yeah, whatever.
My lady, it does please me, and I shall fulfil your needs. But then you need to drive me back to my car so I can get to work.
Always getting a bit of admin in, but then can I have a lift?
There's Uber pool now. She doesn't need to worry about it.
Hitch a lift with Jim Sterling.
Is he also somewhere milling around?
He's probably at the Hilton Jockey still.
Yeah, he's somewhere looking for his penis.
Oh.
My lady, it does please me, and I shall fulfil your needs. But then you will need to drive me back to my car so I can get to work and end this very strange weekend.
I mean,
it's a bit rude, isn't it?
Well, it's an understatement.
Yeah, at least she's acknowledging that it was a weird and strange weekend.
But wouldn't you feel a bit offended if you'd been part of that weird weekend? You'd be like, call it an adventure, but weird weekend, I'd be a bit miffed.
Yes, I accept your terms. Please buckle on the dildo and fuck me slowly.
Buckle up, scream if you want to go faster.
Miss Belinda.
We have said in the past that certain people are like old school carnies, and now the Duchess very much sounds like one. Yeah. Sounds like she's on the waltzers.
Give that dildo
also
a safety check.
She won't quite. Make sure everyone's got the correct safety equipment on. But I do feel like she's like, yep, I agree to your terms, but now fuck me with the dildo. Yeah. Like, she's really insistent.
Don't know if you heard me before.
Belinda walked over to the closet and took out the dildo.
Thank goodness.
Hint taken.
She carefully strapped it on, making sure it was tight around her ass.
It's carefully like with a high-vis vest. She's got
her Allen key out.
Goggles.
The leather straps and chrome buckles, took the strain, and the dildo was ready for action.
The strain? Is she like bulging out of it? How tight has she got it?
She has been eating a lot.
She's had those turkey sandwiches.
Turkey sandwiches is the least of what she's been eating.
Oh.
The Duchess smiled and opened her legs wide as she lay back on the bed and let Belinda enter her slowly.
That's good of her.
Mm. Very obliging.
I mean, that is what needs to happen if she wants that black leather dildo up her vagina.
Belinda lowered her head. Her long black hair fell over the Duchess's breasts. She found the still extended nipples.
They'd be a good, something to hold on to, wouldn't they? Like some bit of leverage.
Get a purchase,
talking about safety, yeah.
She found the still extended nipples and started to chew them gently.
Ooh.
Like a rat.
As she increased the friction on the Duchess's clitoris.
The friction that she needed to achieve her ejaculation.
It's a dildo, no ejaculation to be found, unfortunately.
Really? They're still... still like those Titanic bolts.
Someone tweeted a picture of the rivets from the Titanic.
Did they?
They are huge.
Were they as big as a man?
Literally, like, they're not just long, they're really thick. They're like penis size.
Phallic.
She's got two nipples. Like, penis on
it. I mean, to quote Jamie, it was the ship of dreams.
Doesn't look any bigger than the Mauritania.
A low moan came from the bed.
From the bed? Who's under the bed?
Looks like Beauty and the Beast. The bed can talk. A low moan came from the bed, which increased in intensity as the two females maintained their rhythm.
Females.
It's getting a bit nature documentary again, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, back to David Attenborough. The dildo was strapped on so tightly that Belinda felt its surging movement hit her pubic area each time she penetrated further into the Duchess.
Down to the depths of the Duchess.
Deep in the abyss that is the Duchess.
Oh my God.
You know when they do those nature documentaries where they go into the depths of the sea and they're like, nobody ever sees this, and then they find all those crazy creatures.
Mm. You know, in Home Alone when he goes down to the basement and sees that really scary oven.
Oh yeah, the coal grate thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the Duchess's.
Don't look inside the Duchess's vagina, you don't know what you see.
Also, can I just stress, he's suddenly spelt the word dildo with a capital D. I don't know if this now means it's a character.
Oh, sure. Okay.
It will be. In book two, it's really going to come into the fore.
Meanwhile, the Duchess had found Belinda's tits and was massaging her nipples as strongly as Belinda was chewing her own.
They're not hard to find, though. They're always in the same place. It's not, you don't have to go hunting for them.
And they're not small.
Yeah.
The Duchess suddenly climaxed.
Oh.
Out of nowhere. Also, I'm so sorry, I've just climaxed.
Don't know if you noticed, I just climaxed. Don't know where that came from.
Her orgasm was even more infectious on Belinda.
Ew.
Don't like the use of infectious.
Get that checked out.
Yeah, seriously. And she pushed the dildo harder into her cervix.
Oh my God, could you...
Oh my
cervix
God.
Cervix again.
He's obsessed with the cervix thing.
It's like Belinda's like drilling for oil. She's just going deeper and deeper.
Eventually, Belinda came out as gently as she could, realigned the dildo and went in again.
Is that the equivalent of straightening the thong?
Yeah,
everything must be straight.
Yeah.
Just calibrating the dildo.
Yeah, is it like GPS? You know, when like you've got your tom-tom and it's like, oh, I just need to find the route again.
The Duchess steadied herself and let out a long sigh as the dildo hit her ovaries.
No.
Wow.
No, it didn't. It didn't hit her ovaries.
Is that further than cervix?
That's further north.
You're going
yeah.
like left and right as well. You're like turning corners.
It's like Liverpool. It's northwest.
It just didn't happen. So let's pretend. Let's just stop believing that happened.
Oh my God. Again, not sexy. This manual is meant to turn people on and get them in the mood for sex. How is that doing that?
Can I ask a question which I know none of us will be able to answer? But does Rocky just think all lady bits are inside, but just like jumbled up? Yeah. Like you can, like if you go high enough, you'll hit the heart. If you go high enough, you'll like tap a kidney. You can't access it all.
Just from one entrance.
Exactly.
Suddenly she's just like one big pinball machine.
Yeah, he believes that it's all just, you know, within arm's reach.
Can hit anything.
Exactly. If you care enough and you want it enough, you can reach it.
If she is a pinball machine, how much are the ovaries worth? They're like 100.
Yeah.
They're hard to hit.
Belinda pushed it further and further into her vagina. She leant forward and sucked the Duchess's tits again and started to ride her hard.
As instructed.
Please don't stop, Miss Belinda.
No, please do stop,
yeah,
Miss
seriously.
Belinda.
Seriously.
Sorry to veto you, Duchess, but please do stop.
Shall I just stop?
Miss Belinda, get in your car, go back to work and pretend this never happened.
She's wasting a lot of time, isn't she, to get back by 9?
Please don't stop, Miss Belinda. This is so good. The Duchess cried out in ecstasy.
She's always crying.
Yes, my lady. Even I'm enjoying it.
For a change.
No, seriously. And soon it's going to be even better.
Hang on, what's going to happen next? What could be better than the black leather dildo?
God.
I dread to think, oh, not that crop again.
Belinda had no idea how she was going to improve, but she was up for it for at least another 10 minutes.
In the moment then, as usual.
She's so specific.
Hello. She's like, I'll give her 10 more minutes of this, then I've got to go.
10 more minutes of your ecstasy, go.
The Duchess lasted only 2 minutes when she orgasmed. And Belinda felt it was time to change tack.
What, she lasted... It was a 2 minute orgasm?
Yeah.
Wow.
Or no, sorry. I think she lasted... It was 2 minutes until she next orgasmed. So she's orgasmed twice now.
Quite a good rate though. 2 minute rest.
Yeah.
Two for two.
By now, she herself was feeling extremely horny. And standing up, she unbuckled the dildo and threw it onto the floor. Okay, my lady. It's your turn to please me.
That wasn't the deal.
Suck me all over.
Oh, like a lollipop.
Treat me like a lozenge if you've got a sore throat.
Like a chopper chop. Or a calippo. Sorry, I'm just thinking of different things you can suck.
Wonderful.
James, don't go thinking any further.
I think we found them all. Shush.
Belinda lay down on the bed as the Duchess got onto her knees. Needing no further instruction, the Duchess started to lick Belinda's breasts. Her tongue snaked down to her pubic hair.
It snaked down from breast to the pubic yeah. hair? As in like...
She hasn't moved her hair.
Is that
quite
long?
The journeyman, yeah.
She's a serpent.
There's a nomadic tongue. Ugh.
Oh, she's got the cat tongue, hasn't she, the Duchess? She's got that rough tongue, remember? Oh, yeah. Furball. Furball Duchess.
Her tongue snaked down to her pubic hair and followed the trail to her vagina.
The trail? Now it's a nature trail.
I was going to say, it can't be that long a trail either. Unless she's got one of those...
Does she have a hairy chest that leads down to the pubic area?
Like men have. Oh, gross! Has Belinda got a hairy chest?
Meanwhile, Belinda grabbed her servant's ample tits and started to rub them hard.
Rub them? I never know what rub means in this context.
No, and can people get some like different techniques? I feel like they just do the same. Rub a tit. Lick the trail.
But those tits are like paper thin. Like, so he's really just scrunching them, really.
Yes, because it's like a paper napkin that, like, if you were, like, going to throw yeah. it. You know, like in films when writers are really distressed and they've got, like, yeah. writer's block and they just screw out the paper and throw it in. That's kind of what she's doing.
Or maybe she's just, like, drying her hands like one of those towel dispensers.
Those ones that, like, rotate. Yes.
The Duchess groaned. Belinda groaned as her clit started to be punished by the Duchess's tongue.
Oh, we all groan.
I'm not surprised, because the Duchess's tongue is rough as you like.
Yeah.
Rough as. Of course it's being punished.
Good for exfoliation, though. I bet Belinda's like, oh, lovely, I put some moisturiser on after this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Her skin will be buffed.
Yeah.
A few minutes later, Belinda orgasmed. Not once, but twice. Her mind went into turmoil. Oh.
Did it?
Oh, God. She's like, what have I done?
What's the meaning of life?
Why do I keep making these choices?
Why is she in turmoil?
The deep sensations were too much for her.
Oh.
She struggled to regain consciousness, and all she could murmur was, thank you, my lady. Thank you, my lady.
I hate Jamie's post-orgasm impressions.
Awful.
But why is she always so tentative after an orgasm? Like,
she's always
together.
Quite well brought up, though, isn't she, in terms of like politeness.
Very polite, yeah.
And thank yous and that.
The manners are there.
Is it written like that, or are you adding that as for artistic effect?
I don't like the quiver that you do in the voice.
I'm just trying to give it a bit of context, because she just said all she could do was murmur it.
Yeah, so it's so the I'm, same.
Not, I'm not going to read as like, thank you, m'lady, thank you, m'lady.
I'd rather you did, to be honest.
Thank you, Miss Belinda, was the only reply she received as the Duchess got up and went to the closet.
I mean, what other reply would you expect?
And also, what else is in that closet?
Oh, God, I dread to think. It's like Narnia in there, just pulling out things.
Mr. Tumnus pops out.
Do you know what? I wouldn't be surprised. It's time we finished this crazy weekend, so let's get back to our real lives before we're missed.
Oh, right, that was it.
It's over.
Is that the end of the chapter?
No, is that you talking to us? No. Let's get back to our real lives.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, a bit meta though, isn't it?
Oh, no.
Mm. I agree. But what are you looking for? Replied Belinda. My riding gear. I know I had it with me.
Uh-oh.
Embarrassed.
Oh my God, Belinda must be like, cool, but I've got to go.
Dum dee dum dee dum.
What is that over there? Maybe you want to wear something else.
I think you'd look lovely in that black dildo. Just wear that.
Ever so slimming, that black dildo.
Takes from day to night.
Literally.
Literally for Belinda.
I know I had it with me.
Did you? Did you have it
no.
with you? Definitely have it with you.
Don't remember that.
I know I had it with me, but don't worry. I've got my white linen suit right here.
Oh, phew. She's back to her man from Del Monte ways.
I'll wear that instead. The midday meeting at the Jockey Club doesn't require any formal wear.
She's just completely nonplussed by the fact that she's lost all her riding gear.
That must have been quite an expensive outfit.
Yeah, but she's rich. She's a duchess, isn't she?
Oh, that's true.
The Jockey Club doesn't require any formal wear. Unless it's a dinner, of course. She laughed. And Belinda joined in.
Another corker from the Duchess.
I mean, this should be a comedy.
Oh, it is. Please tell me we're doing a comedy, guys.
Certainly not a drama.
She laughed and Belinda joined in, totally unaware of the etiquette of horse riding circles.
Oh, what? Well, because she, like us, she didn't get the dinner gag. Like, as in, right. I think that was like a kind of dinner reference for the horse riding set.
But also, Dad is totally unaware of the etiquette of the horse riding circles as well, so.
Oh, clearly, yeah.
Hey. I think we can all tell he's done no research.
That's not fair. I'm standing up for Rocky here. He probably went on a horse riding website or something.
Has he ridden a horse?
I've never seen him on a horse.
Has he seen a horse?
Well, he grew up on a farm, so.
Oh, okay.
He's so he's just applying what he saw with sheep and pigs to horses.
Sure.
Another little fun fact about Rocky there. Grew up on a farm.
Love that insight. You know I do. And it explains so much.
It's and yet so little.
It's why there's all the mud and, you know. It's
yeah.
Oh, what do you think? Yeah.
And the town hall clock. You know, he probably used to check the time by the town hall clock.
Oh, yes. It's a simpler time for everyone.
Simpler times. Pre-Belinda Blink. Simpler times.
A much simpler time for my family.
So why has he made it so complicated by writing this book and just making all our lives way more complicated?
Mm.
And yours.
I feel your pain, James. Then treble it. Belinda and the Duchess showered separately.
That's it.
Oh, no, I don't want you to see me in the shower.
My rivets are my own. Why have they got all prudy now?
I know, when they're getting clean, it's like they allow to see each other clean and naked. Surely.
And didn't they already shower together? So, I mean, same.
Yeah, they washed each other.
Exactly.
Maybe they're just so attracted to each other that they couldn't control themselves if they were together.
Yeah, I mean, the Duchess does sound...
hat to trot.
Self-control is the Duchess's thing.
So, Belinda and the Duchess showered separately, then dressed and prepared themselves for the day. While Belinda hooked up the horse box to the 4x4, the Duchess packed the leather dildo safely into its special zinc-coated case.
Zinc? Not kryptonite. Why is it in a special lead-lined case?
Yeah, what does zinc do?
I don't know.
Does it, like, protect the leather?
Zinc-coated case? That is stupid.
The Duchess packed the leather dildo safely into its special zinc-coated case, much like a professional photographer's camera.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. You know when you see a Securitas van?
Yeah.
I feel like she's like packed it off in with actual security and it's been driven off separately.
Yeah. Like when celebrities wear like really expensive jewellery on the red carpet. Yeah. That's how
there's
she treats the dildo.
There's a guy with an earpiece who's clearly the bodyguard.
Yeah.
Do you think it looks like one of those cases that you have like, you know, loads of money in when you open it, there's loads of money and then she surprises people. She's like, oh Jesus, I thought that was going to be money.
I thought that was the like 25 grand. No, wrong case.
That's my dildo.
It's got lighting in there and everything. And it's just like... It's the Ark of the Covenant. It's just a dildo. With the motel room cleared, the Duchess locked the door, left the keys at reception, and started the engine of the big vehicle. In fairness, she only scuffed one corner on the journey back to the country house where Belinda's Merc was parked.
What?
She clipped it.
Well, I think this is a reference to the fact that she's a terrible driver.
Oh yeah, but if you scuff a corner, that's like that's a mini crash, isn't it?
Yeah, you'll have to get that sorted.
She'll lose her no claims.
Oh, no.
Belinda jumped out of the front passenger seat and said farewell to the Duchess. They had swapped email addresses and planned a reunion at a hotel on the Isle of Wight in 3 weeks' time.
Talk about an inappropriate level of correspondence. They exchanged Hotmails. So weird.
Find me on MySpace.
That's so odd. They've been so intimate. And then they're just like, you'll be able to find me. Like, probably, we've probably got a friend in common.
Yeah, not even a phone number. Arm's length email address. Yeah. Awkward.
Maybe Rocky doesn't think cell phones have caught on yet.
Mm. So they'd swapped email addresses and planned a reunion at a hotel on the Isle of Wight in 3 weeks' time.
I feel like she's planned a lot of trips.
Yeah.
Hasn't she agreed to be in Belgium in 3 weeks?
Maybe it's going to be a stopover.
Oh, God.
What, Isle of Wight via Belgium?
It was a gala ball, and the Duchess had promised to introduce her sexual mistress to some new acquaintances.
Oh, these are the connections she was talking about earlier.
The sexual connections. So the Duchess doesn't live where the tombola was held?
No, I think they both are out of town as they came to...
Okay.
For just the tombola, I think.
Right.
As you would.
Belinda took out her car keys and opened the Merc. It started first time.
I mean, it's brand new. You'd hope so. Jesus Christ.
Also, is Belinda prone to stalling or something? Like, what the hell?
I love the stuff she congratulates herself on.
Yeah. Managed to start the car. Yes. It started first time. She waved goodbye to the Duchess, who promptly accelerated off in a cloud of gravel and dust.
And crashed into a tree.
It's like Mad Max.
The Duchess is, like, totally over it straight away. See ya!
Belinda's just waving. She's like, whatever.
Belinda lost no time in following her and was in the office for a very respectable...
Hang on. What time do we think she got in by?
9:30.
Yeah, I think she's about half an hour late.
Because that's respectable.
Yeah.
a very respectable 9:30 a.m.
Yeah!
Guys, you finally found Rocky's rhythm. Well done.
Oh, God.
You're now in sync. Congratulations.
I feel like I'm in his head. Chapter 14.
As she sat down at her desk, Belinda could only wonder what the next 2 weeks would hold for her. If they were anything like the last 24 hours, she would be truly fucked.
Oh, my God. I mean, seriously.
Is that the sign off?
Guys, that is the end of Belinda Blinked.
The last word of Belinda Blinked is fucked.
Wow.
I
so
love
that's
that the last word is fucked. She didn't blink in that chapter, which I'm a bit disappointed about.
Yeah. Oh.
How's everyone feeling?
I don't know. It's like a weight's just been taken off my shoulders.
Well, put that weight back on.
Why?
Because we're going to do book two, right?
Are we actually going to do book two? Have we decided to do this?
I feel like the story's not over.
Well, there is no story. We yet to get a story.
Hopefully book two, there'll be a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was the prologue.
Shall we agree now? We'll do book two.
Let's do book two.
2016 is all about book two.
Okay.
Do you know what it's called?
Well, it's called Belinda Blink 2.
Brilliant. Lost in New York.
Back in the habit.
And do you know what? There is actually something at the end of the book that Rocky's written. So the next page just says, I know time is precious, but Belinda and I would love you to write a quick review on Belinda Blinked 1.
Oh, come on. People have got to write reviews for him. There are a few reviews on his Amazon page already.
They're
all
please,
quite funny.
Guys, write some reviews. Yeah. We'd love some reviews.
And also, I was actually going to say this in our Christmas episode, but I'm going to say it now. If you guys have enjoyed My Dad Wrote a Porno, go and buy the book. Like, throw, yes. throw a couple of quid to Dad, because it is...
He's let us rinse him.
He has let us rinse him.
I still don't know if he knows that we're rinsing him, but he's let us rinse him.
All
and
the same.
All hail Rocky for that, because we have had the best time.
Yeah.
This has been the best 14 chapters of any book.
Just go to Amazon, buy Belinda Blink 1 on Kindle, throw Rocky a bone. And he just says, if you enjoyed Belinda Blinked 1, then Belinda Blink 2... will be just up your street.
More of the same.
More of the same.
Can hardly wait.
So yeah, so that's it.
I don't know what I'm going to do anymore.
Raft is a word that I won't use.
What are we going to do next Monday? No more porno dates. Yeah. No more porno dates!
Apart well, from Christmas Day.
Oh yeah, we've still got that, that's true. And also, just re-listen to them, you know. Listen again, relive.
They really stand up to age. I really do feel like they age well.
And what's great is that they are completely standalone because there's no plot. Nothing happens. You can't miss anything.
Oh, yeah, why don't you do a little remix? Listen yeah. in a different order. 10, oh, yeah. 2, 8, 4, 1, 11.
And finish with the regional sales meeting, chapter 3.
That's for the end of the day. Send you off to sleep.
Yeah.
So, guys, as emotional as this is, from me, Jamie.
From me, James.
From me, Alice.
And, of course, from Rocky and Belinda. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you in 2016 for Belinda Blinked 2.
Semicolon.